In the aftermath of Tuesday's attacks, every aspect of aviation security, from luggage screening to the design of airplanes themselves, is likely to be reviewed, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Is it possible to build a more terrorist-resistant airplane? It's a question that comes to mind because the weaknesses in airport security screening programs are well known. If you can't stop a terrorist before he gets on a plane, can you stop him before he gets to the cockpit door? Barry Schiff, a retired TWA captain, says, as a first step, we should redesign that door.
Strengthen it. Build it out of something that can't be knocked down. Right now, the door to a cockpit is a fairly flimsy device. It keeps out honest people. But if you really wanted to, you could bash it down. It's a fairly lightweight structure.
The standards for the door are set by the Federal Aviation Administration. Could the agency mandate a tougher standard for the door structure? Absolutely, says Barry Schiff.
El Al Airlines, the Israeli airline, has such structures. You cannot get into that cockpit.
El Al, whose security measures are second to none, does something else. The door to the cockpit remains closed and locked throughout a flight. In contrast, Schiff says the cockpit door might be opened a dozen times or more on a typical flight from New York to the West Coast. Flight attendants bring in coffee and meals. Crew members go out to use the restroom. But beyond the redesign of the cockpit door and a change in policy to keep the door closed at all times, many aviation experts say that in the realm of the practical, there isn't much else they can do to make the plane itself more secure. If, for example, you redesigned a plane, totally separating the flight crew from the rest of the aircraft, it would make it impossible for a passenger to help out if the crew became incapacitated. And terrorists might thwart the security measure by gaining access to the cockpit while the plane was still on the ground, says Paul Jackson, editor of the authoritative Jane's Guide to the World's Aircraft.
One of the great dangers whenever an accident or incident, I should say, such as this happens, is that people concentrate on preventing that from happening again, which rather blinds them to preventing the next type of incident from happening.
In recent years, many aviation security measures have centered on detecting bombs, or at least containing them should they explode. No one dreamed that hijackers armed with pocket knives and box cutters would turn the airplanes themselves into missiles. So what to do? Airports agree the key lies in better airport security. Private companies provide security at U.S. airports. Training for those employees is often meager. In contrast, many European countries put the government in charge of airport screening, something that is now being considered by some U.S. officials. The Association of Flight Attendants suggests another change, a federal standard that limits the size of carry-on baggage. Right now, says the association's Don Deeks, some airlines say if you can carry it, you can bring it on board.
It allows bags that are far too big to be screened properly onto the aircraft. You couple that with the fact that the screeners aren't properly trained, they barely make a living wage, turnover is extraordinarily high. So you're dealing with a generally inexperienced workforce, looking at these bags that are far too big and bulky to get a proper screening.
At least two small European carriers have gone even further, banning carry-on luggage altogether. Chris Gates, the aviation security editor for Jane's Transport, says new technology, which automates the screening process, may provide a less drastic solution.
It is highly effective in trials in the UK and Canada. It requires only that the operator is not colorblind, simply because it has a basic traffic light display, which shows green to say that there is no threat in that bag, amber to say maybe, maybe not, and red as a positive identification of, for example, explosives.
Federal officials say that just about everything related to security will be reviewed, and it seems likely that changes far beyond those announced in recent days will be adopted in the future. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.